Welcome to Citizen Court, where each episode brings us a different country from around the world. Did you know there are over 200 unique nation states? Pretty crazy. But one by one, we're getting through them. And we're doing it in a randomly selected order. So stay tuned, and another great episode is up next.
Welcome back. This episode, Trinidad and Tobago. So, this is one of those times where I knew so little about this country. It's really super, super sad because Trinidad and Tobago has some of the most amazingly wonderful, colorful currency in the world. Like, their literal dollar bills are just happy looking. Think pink and purple and turquoise. You'd almost forget their money and all of the sadness. Capitalism, actually. Brilliant. But in the interim, they're super pleasant. And I know all that because I kept a $1 bill from Trinidad and Tobago as my lucky bill for years. I kept it in my wallet through high school into college until, tragically, I dropped my wallet in a movie theater in Mount Vernon, Ohio. And no one returned it to anybody at the theater company. No comment on how I feel about you, Mount Vernon. So, anyway, it had a flamingo, it was pink, it made me happy, I kept it on me forever, and that still didn't lead me knowing anything about Trinidad and Tobago. What might be super obvious is that it's two islands. I would have taken that guess, but I couldn't have said that I knew that 100% before this. And what's really crazy is that they basically sit right on top of Venezuela. Literally, if you think of the shelf that is South America, you're in North America, you follow the little tip down, and then you're looking at the very top of South America, right over the skinny strip, and then it balloons back out again. Right center dab in that shelf, right off the coast, two islands, that's Trinidad and Tobago. And then right below that happens to be the country of Venezuela. We'll get back as to why I keep mentioning that. First, this is another red background flag. This one is a rectangle, and it has a top left to bottom right striping that is thin white line, thick black line, thin white line. So honestly, probably sometimes I've confused it with diving flag. So again, this is just a super embarrassing episode. So, what's really nice about Trinidad and Tobago, not that this is a tourism-related podcast, but it's only 5 hours on JetBlue, and right now, this week and next, flights are as low as $139 from the Northeast JFK to Arauco, Trinidad and Tobago, $139. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. What's really crazy is it's super tiny. Both islands combined were just shy of 2,000 square miles, or almost 45 miles side if it were a square. Delaware, right, I think we all agree is a super tiny state. They're nearly identical in size. Combined population of Trinidad and Tobago is 1.2 million, which makes it just under the population of Maine, or a bit larger than Montana. Well, a bit more popular than Montana. A lot smaller is. Capital is Port of Spain, Trinidad, and that does harken back to the Spanish colonization route that it does share. And given its proximity to South America and Central America, that does make a lot of sense. So, what's really scary though is that the population of Port of Spain is only 35,000 people, and it's been dropping steadily since the mid-90s. That's a lot of brain drain, as we call it. It was incredibly hard to find a city in the United States that would be recognizable to people. No cities in the United States at this size are universally familiar to America. We have over 200 cities with populations above 100,000. Like, just don't expect that everyone knows more than, well, even like a handful of cities truly universally. Park into mind. So this was hard. I did, however, find a city, which I at least knew about beforehand, suggesting other people think about learning about, because it is Peachtree City in Georgia, and it has produced one of the best female U.S. soccer players in a long time, and that's, you know, so Port of Spain, what I'm saying here is Port of Spain is large enough to produce greatness, because greatness came out of Peachtree City. All right. English is the formal language in both islands. However, Patois is spoken by much of the population. Patois is conceptually the same as Creole, or blends of languages. French, some Spanish, and basically a local language. Depending on your island, you're either a Trinidadian or a Tobagan, which not be confused with a toboggan, which you definitely can't use in Trinidad because it's got much better weather. So, economic health of the country picking up, had some super rough years following the global recession. The economy was decreasing, but it's now coming back out again and growing again. Before the recession, it actually posted multiple years in a row at high single-digit growth rate. So really quite an economically healthy country. Your GDP, $45 billion, or something between Montana and Wyoming. So not much. Those states are pretty empty. That said, on a per capita basis, it is wealthier than most other Latin and Carib nations, and is just outside the upper quartile of all nations at $31,000 per capita. When I say outside of the upper quartile, it's literally there are 200 plus nations, and it's just outside of the 50 wealthiest on a per capita basis. So it really is, for its region, for its area, one of the wealthiest and best off countries. And this one surprised me, really surprised the heck out of me. It's the energy sector that fuels Trinidad and Tobago's economy. So they're really doing a lot in the way of alternative energies and exporting those energies for their economy. And now into what they are, type of government, they are a parliamentary republic. So most similar to the UK government. Well, the UK, prior to whatever is happening now under Boris, is God only knows what's happening over there. It's like so nice to have another nation state going through a dumpster fire while we go through our dumpster fire. So whatever the UK was before this whole Brexit thing basically put the UK on a spiral to undetermined location. And then Trinidad and Tobago, home to some super crazy things, like the world's oldest protected forest. Well, one of the oldest. There are some in Europe that predate this. In 1776, they established protection for one of their forests. Isn't that crazy? I feel like we're still trying to like make that a thing here in the United States. We're like, hey, maybe we shouldn't cut that down. It's like still a debate. They have beautiful diving waters between caves and coral, and they are home to mud volcanoes, which I didn't really know anything about, but basically it's like a volcano concept, but it spews mud. And that doesn't actually make it less of a serious threat than a lava-spewing volcano. The mud volcano wiped out a huge area, you know, caused relocation issues, homelessness, all sorts of disasters. So seems more fun, but it's not. Mud volcanoes. You learn something new every day. And then, the most famous U.S. celebrity, originally from here, Nicki Minaj. I actually happen to love Nicki Minaj. So, really feel like she has been creative in the world. I wish I could have afford the copyright to play any portion of any of her. And I am so, so happy to know that she's from Trinidad and Tobago. All right, contemporary news.
was mostly about football. Soccer. Right, football. Big sport for them. And apparently some sort of big men's tournament is happening. I really only follow women before we get in. Next, weather. I mean, it's hurricane season. I guess that's everyone. And then the one I never would have predicted is refugees from Venezuela. Remember earlier I said we'd get back to its proximity to Venezuela. Well, seems like that proximity makes it a very attractive place for those looking to leave Venezuela. And a refresher, Venezuela having some money issues, having some disagreement internally on who is the rightful president, and definitely maybe not currently considered a super pleasant place for everyone who is there, Venezuelan and expatriate alike. And given Trinidad and Tobago's relative wealth in the area, it does make sense when thinking about where would they go, that they would go to their neighbors, because both proximity and their neighbors happen to be wealthy. So that wraps the interesting set of islands that is Trinidad and Tobago. Remember, 5 hours by plane, sit right over Venezuela, center on the shelf, top shelf of South America, and they produce Nicki Minaj. Yeah. Still so super, super excited about that. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with Suriname. And I'll tell you right now, this is one of those countries where I think I know where it is, but honestly, probably up in the air if I have any idea. All right. Bye.